As the beloved angel David of the Jade Temple speaks his heart to us tonight, we thank him for his guardianship of this city and for all that he has done to prepare the way, to hold the protection, and to assist our beloved Saint Germain in his mighty service to the earth, in purifying it and raising mankind so that we may all fulfill beloved Jesus' promise to life to raise into his great cosmic perfection also. Beloved ones of my heart, you who are in my garden of my love, as you abide within this city, I wish to explain tonight something concerning the inner action of the law that I trust will bring you not only illumination, but very great joy. And it is this. In carrying the light to mankind, and in helping them to rise out of the present conditions of the outer world, there must come, once you have entered deeply enough into close association with your beloved I Am Presence and with us, there must come certain manifestations that mankind will be compelled to accept. Now, this has nothing whatsoever to do with phenomena. That is not what we are interested in at all. But when the power of your calls and the release of certain cosmic activities of the sacred fire come more into outer manifestation, there will automatically come with that the greater use of the inner powers of your own life stream. Each of you has these powers, which are the powers of your higher mental bodies. Now, many of those are held in reserve at the present time until certain purification takes place, and then certain momentum is gathered in the atmosphere about you within your electronic circle. This is the gathering of the power that forms the great reservoir of force needed to control certain conditions in the physical world. For when you begin to use some of these inner powers, there must be a certain force gathered into the atmosphere about you, not only to guard the use of those powers, but to help release the energy from the physical octave that is required to produce the manifestation. So now, as we bring this greater light to awaken mankind and compel purification, you will also require certain manifestations to come into outer physical conditions. And so, as you call to your mighty iron presence to compel the manifestations that reveal the victory of the sacred fire, you will stand glorified, as it were, by the release of a greater perfection from your own higher mental bodies, as well as that which we are drawing into outer conditions from a cosmic angle. So, in the fulfillment of your calls, there can and will come many manifestations that will delight you greatly, that will fulfill desires that you have had not only in this lifetime, but sometimes for many lifetimes, until the power surges in and around you with such force that mankind is compelled to accept the truth of this mighty law of the I Am Presence. So when you charge into your daily affairs or into your decrees the compelled manifestations that reveal the victory of the sacred fire, this will help you greatly to overcome many of the obstacles or the delays that you have had in the past in the fulfillment of your calls. That is why you will greatly enjoy the using of the victory of the sacred fire. When you demand manifestations that reveal that victory, mankind is going to be compelled to come face to face with this power of the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host. Now there is coming more and more recognition, I mean willing recognition, among the people of the outer world of the truth of our existence. Some of the channels that die hard are having quite a struggle, but underneath they know we are real and the law is true. This law. Thank you so much, precious ones. And I bring this knowledge to you tonight that we may hurry along the illumination and give the greater assistance that will more quickly remove the discord. So, as you go into your daily activities, before you start the day or even any time when you have a moment, just turn to your beloved I Am Presence, or to us, or both, and demand the compelled manifestations that reveal the victory of the sacred fire. Now, the reason I use the word compelled is because there is much resistance in the mental and feeling world of the mass of mankind, the general race consciousness of doubt and fear. And you have to cut through that if you're going to assist the individual, reach up and use the reason of the higher mental body to understand more of this law. So when you call forth the compelled manifestations that reveal the victory of the sacred fire, a lot of old human concepts are going to have to evaporate. They'll have quite a struggle, there's no question about it, because It is the self-preservation of the animal in the feeling that makes individuals hold on to that which is wrong. That's what I'm telling you is the resistance that needs this call, your demand for the compelled manifestations that reveal the victory of the sacred fire. Because when the people see the victory of the sacred fire, they are not going to deny it. I'll assure you that before we start. Mankind is going to understand what the sacred fire is with no uncertainty. Thank you, precious ones. So if you wish to begin to call those forth in this city, which is your domain and my domain for the present, we might have considerable enjoyment demanding the compelled manifestations within this city that reveal the victory of the sacred fire that controls the city. Ah, how's that? Thank you so much, because I assure you this city could not exist if it were not for a certain amount of the sacred fire within the borders of the city. So whether the hordes of evil like it or not has nothing to do with the cosmic law. And I assure you, the victory of the sacred fire does not depend upon the resistance or the ignorance of the hordes of evil. When that sacred fire chooses to blaze, there isn't anything that lives that doubts it. Any more than you can doubt a streak of lightning. Neither you, nor the person hit, nor the thing that is hit, deny it any longer. And this is what I'm talking about. The victory, mark you, of the sacred fire means the concentration of enough of it to produce the manifestation. So when you demand the compelled manifestations of the victory of the sacred fire in full control wherever you abide, things will happen. They may surprise you as well as others, but they will happen, I assure you. Part of my service to the city to see they do happen. And since our realm is the activity of the sacred fire, then every manifestation that comes forth from our great octave of life is established in the physical conditions where we draw that forth to positively bring the victory of God. So let us enjoy bringing the victory of God, since the destructive forces have had their Roman holiday a long while. It's time now we had the divine holiday. Thank you, precious ones. And now this will have blessing to you individually. If there is resistance in your own mental and feeling world of doubt or fear or irritation, no matter what it is, if there is resistance in your mental or feeling world, known or unknown, this will break that and help to release you from that which causes delay or obstruction in your accomplishment of outer affairs, letting your victory manifest more quickly. So, beloved ones, don't forget this phrase tonight, please. Demand. Mark you, I've said demand. Be compelled manifestations that reveal the victory of the sacred fire. And if need be, who of you can tell me whether the violet consuming flame will appear and be sustained within your borders? Thank you, precious ones. And while you're standing, I just want to say this. The victory of the sacred fire is the ascended master's dominion and control of the outer world conditions which you require. Won't you be seated, please? The reason for that is the ascended host are the ones who concentrate and project the sacred fire. Your presence does too, but it's one with us. But unascended mankind cannot produce the sacred fire. So when you demand, they compel manifestations that reveal the victory of the sacred fire, you not only will see the sacred fire, but you will see us, because we are part of those manifestations. And if it takes, not just an occasional one, it'll take our visible, tangible presence not only in many places, but many times, until mankind become accustomed to our presence with them and understand we come to rule. Thank you, precious ones, with all our heart's love. From all the ascended host, for your love and your willingness to help us release this final victory. Thank you. Won't you be seated, please? My beloved ones, mankind in the unascended state think they rule nations or individuals or groups, but it seems so difficult for them to learn that there is a law that takes them out of existence or puts obstruction in their way and changes the wisest plans of men. Thank you, precious ones. And if I were you, I would use this decree very systematically in all your political conditions, especially your coming conventions and elections, and you might have some very surprising things happen. Thank you so much. And if I were you, I would certainly demand the nation be filled with the compelled manifestations that reveal the victory of the sacred fire and its eternal dominion within your land. This will have many effects, which time will reveal. So, as you go forward, the sacred fire can produce many manifestations, from lightning to the great central sun, and everything in between. So, as mankind awakens, we hope we'll be more obedient, more purified, and more tractable for their own blessing. So, beloved ones, I am awaiting the opportunity to release some of these manifestations of the victory of the sacred fire within this city, and it will help to speed up the purifying blessing activities, and it will also minimize that destructive force which must be removed. So, no matter where you are, there is no place on the earth or anywhere in the universe that cannot be benefited and blessed by this decree. Your demand for the manifestation that revealed the victory of the sacred fire is like swinging the gate wide open and letting the legions of light come in and bring the perfection that awakens mankind to freedom. So, blessed ones, I abide above your city. I have taken up my abode some years ago when I prepared the way for beloved Saint Germain and the beloved Godfrey. And so, I am a resident of your city also. The people within your borders have not seen me, but that's not saying they're not going to. And precious one, thank you for your love tonight and your energy. And I feel that the victory of the sacred fire, which is required within this city to protect it as well as purify it, must come by the call of those who reside within the city. And so, since I have brought you the idea of making the call, as you make that call, then I will move into action. And since there are some very elaborate things planned for the development of this city from the outer, we might just as well fill them with the victory of the sacred fire as to let them make mistakes and cost the people more money. Thank you, precious ones. And this decree has another very powerful blessing to you all, because when the victory of the sacred fire takes its dominion, those conditions that have been imposed upon the city by destructive forces will begin to fade out, disappear, and in their place will come the victory of the sacred fire, whose love brings the freedom that blesses all who ever come within your borders. So from tonight, if you choose to use this decree in your own personal world as well as for the nation, many, many wonderful blessings will come forth very rapidly. And those blessings will not only make your pathway easier, but they will bring illumination to the people around you and those you contact, until it will be an illumining, raising activity that contains only harmony. So your pathway will be very much more joyous, and your accomplishment much more rapid. So, as we go forward, to fill all places, everything to which you turn your attention, with the demand for the compelled manifestations that reveal the victory of the sacred fire, mankind will become aware of what it means to have the hand of God in control of the affairs of men and the conditions of this world. So the sacred fire that we have brought to your attention, our explanation of it, and your calls for it, will bear fruit of a most powerful kind. And with that will come the real freedom that is eternal wherever those manifestations are called forth to take command. So, beloved ones, go forward, be as happy as you can, for just a little use of this will begin to reveal what power is yours, which you are free to use at all times, and which produces such perfection for the freedom of all you contact. So feel yourselves enfolded in the victory of the sacred fire, which it is my privilege to pour forth from the Jade Temple into the city and hold within them the blessings that are to become eternal here. So thank you with all my heart. And as you set this power into action, will you realize that you too one day can build a city by the victory of the sacred fire that makes that city's perfection eternal? But with all my heart, I enfold you, and the miracles and the manifestations of the victory of the sacred fire shall come forth to bless you and flood your world with their happiness and perfection that does raise mankind into the final attainment of their eternal freedom in the ascension. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved great being, now Angel Dave of the Jade Temple, thank you for your love, your presence with us, and your blessing to this city, the heart center of the world, and the permanent atom within that. Thank you for your guardianship of us all. May we in every way give you unconditional cooperation. The brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory over all this world by the power of that sacred fire. Wherever we abide, we call it into action, and it is sustained for eternity. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with the victory of the sacred fire and all of its compelled manifestations that bring freedom to all for eternity. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, beloved Angel David of the Jade Temple, and all who are the guardians of this city, the permanent atom in the heart of the world. Now may their guarding presence bring the victory of the sacred fire everywhere forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Choans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before, for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one, the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress this command for the compelled manifestations of the victory of the sacred fire. Let that victory blaze and take his dominion for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of that world enfolding flame. Compel the manifestations of the victory of the sacred fire to blaze forth everywhere in such cosmic action, nothing else can survive. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames, the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation Our hearts call all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire, and all the compelled manifestations of the victory of that sacred fire necessary to dissolve and consume everything that is of human creation in this world with the speed of lightning, that all may be free quickly. We thank thee.